それで自然でいるよ、何これ、何で言うんだよ。
That was our new theme song.
I hope you guys like it.
I hope so. I'm talking too loud. I'm far away from the microphone, so I won't ruin it.
Yeah, don't mess. Now you're trying to overcompensate.
By talking louder.
Just as bad as doing what I was doing last week, which is basically licking the microphone.
I was getting a little rock star. I was into it. I was into the job.
I forgot one. No.
I was into it. So,
that reminds you of something?
Well, it does. I'm like gonna go on about Antlo, but I don't think I should talk.
Inflow.
Oh, inflow.
I thought
you meant
like A-N-T, like Anish
Kumar Singh.
No, I mean like, you know.
Like A-U-N-T. Yes. I know you're talking. My aunt. No, I always refer to it as my friend. And this is getting hot. I'm gonna start to say that so I'll remember when I edited the things that came out of my mouth.
Colleen, edit here.
Edit here. Take out all of this. Hi, I'm having trouble with my head wound. If I had a real head wound, there would be gross stuff everywhere. My bandit points me up. See, I didn't want to use actual medical teeth, because that would probably pull out my hair by the roots, and I don't have much hair as it is, so I don't want to do that, but this scarf thing is not working. I'm just trying to give you something to me about the whole thing.
You're always changing this.
Do you think if I went on the subway with a giant bandage on, I would be like this?
Especially if you had, like,
I don't know if they would.
People might give up an entire end of a car. I've been known to vacate spaces for bloody people.
I don't know that many bloody people. A lot of people. Sometimes I am. Yesterday, I forgot to do it. I remembered it as I was, like, hovering over this sweet little, my arm up. When I was sitting there, and I was like, I missed something this morning. Did I brush my teeth? No, I think I brushed my teeth.
You have underwear on. Pants are on. Shirt on.
Oh, underwear. Oh, maybe I did not do it. Maybe the sound effect. Yeah, so we were playing around and we were just joking about that that theme song that we did before, but you know what? I
like it too. I hope your friend who did the outro, which is a wonderful outro.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Isn't disappointed that they're not.
So Mason.
Oh, his name is Mason?
Yes, Mason. Mason Brown. Mason Brown from Brooklyn! Mason is the amazing fan who made us the spurt at the theme song.
Which that is.
Which is amazing.
Hey, now time for our musical guest section.
Our musical guest this week is Tom Warnick.
He's a friend of Colleen's. I've never had the pleasure of meeting, but I'm very pleased with the what I've heard of his music. He's quite fun.
I think he's amazing! And I got a Princess Brown the last time I went to one of his shows.
I wish he was my friend too.
Yeah, Amy, I don't know if you're choosing.
I know.
Because you're filled with music.
Yeah.
You can find out more about Tom on his website, which is simply www.tomwarnick.com. And here's Tom.
Now that you finally disappeared from here, I know I won't see you anytime soon. But when you need someone you can turn to, just think of me under the same moon. The same moon, 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 same moon. A bottle of guilt helped me stay lost in Manhattan. Heartbreak made had her arms open wide. The summer's going so slow, my blood no longer flows. I miss you so much, I swear I died, I swear I died, I swear I died, I swear I died, I swear I died. Surrounded my bed with chests and pieces, the rooks and the bishops and we did it as cool. out front, all of our embraces, just for the days when they all turn cruel. Oh, the days turn cruel, turn cruel, turn cruel, turn cruel, turn cruel, turn cruel, turn cruel. Woke up with my pockets overflowing with pennies, I jumped into the wishing well. A police dog is my bed, my reflection. You'll hate as much as me under a spell. Under your spell, under your spell, under your spell, under your spell. We drank ecstasy at our retirement party. A room full of big pockets sang for you and me. I hope the heavens above are looking out for her. She finds what she wants and is happy. I hope you're happy.
So later on this year, we're going to have another song by Tom. Okay, if you think Brooklyn is like a place where you don't get amazing wildlife experience, then just talk to Randy's roommate.
Randy's roommate?
Alright.
I just had an out-of-body experience.
So what were you going to say about Johnny Apples?
He was the first puppet.
He was.
I forgot to go down in the book.
All right, well, I'll tell this story. So this is really Liz's story, my roommate. So basically, she came home one day and was hanging out in her room, and she gets home before me and my other roommate too. And she was in her room, like reading on her bed or something. She saw something over by like behind her computer and thought that was snake-like. But she thought, well, you know, nah, it's just like computer cable. I haven't got my contacts. But later, she sees something crawling over her, you know, trunk, chest, what do you have?
Oh,
chest. Box thing. So there was a snake crawling all over this trunk, chest, and box. And, yeah, anyway, it turned out to be a garter snake. I was going to say gardeners. I think I learned it that way.
Wait, isn't it a gardener's name?
It's garters.
Like a thing you stick on the leg, or your trunk, or your torso, or your chest. Torso wasn't one of the words.
There's no double entendre to torso.
Maybe I just didn't have to get to box. I avoided that by
talking right to us. So, very calmly left the room, and then we went screaming down the stairs like a banshee to get our landed. After much flailing and shivering, he got into a bag and took it downstairs to the aquarium. And he had his brother then, who lives downstairs in the basement next door, come over and take a look at it. And this guy swears up and down that he never lost a snake, but he loved it. That it's highly unlikely that the snake might have gotten to our second floor flat in the middle of the room.
I just want the snake near, like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
It's like even basement to second floor. That's a long trek for something.
We really don't know. We don't have any big holes. All of our windows have screens. All of our doors are fairly tight. Beneath them. Like, my number one theory is that somehow it climbed up the side of the house and went in through the attic. That's feasible. But that's about it. Well, the kicker was that, clincher.
Kicker?
The kicker.
I'm like, is that funny? He's down with all the guns.
And he's cool.
And
he's suspicious. So anyway, so apparently a couple days later, some other lady was talking about how she had some sort of dragon-like lizard in her toilet.
Didn't she actually say there's a dragon in my toilet?
I didn't hear it.
I just have this great image of an old lady being like, there's a dragon in my toilet.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, the night that went down the street was
out. You couldn't slay your toll. Toilet dragon. If I had any kind of dragon, I would not want a toilet dragon. Maybe a freezer dragon. I wouldn't have to deal with them that often unless you wanted ice cream, then you'd be like, ah!
You know, I don't really eat ice cream. Really, I buy ice cream and I eat that shit.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm like, where do you keep your ice?
My sock drawer.
I was actually gonna say sock drawer.
I think it's one of those cliche, funny places.
Well, then I'll make it funnier. I'll be like, my tank top slash short drawer. to have. I don't have those. Abby's got the pants!
I walk around without my drawers on.
What are my drawers?
I don't have shorts.
No, that's silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in tonight. This evening we have a special program brought to you by a little indie division of BuffinBrooklyn.com. This evening's program is called Miss Venable's 6th Grade Class Learns How to Make Atom Bombs. We hope you enjoy our program.
Okay, class, settle down. Jimmy, get your finger out of your nose. Karen, please don't lean back on your chair like that. Susan, for the last time, stop writing I Hurt Jesus all over your desk. I'm sick of getting it cleaned, and it's not going to get you back into Catholic school after a stunt you pulled with Custodian Larry. Okay, now today's lesson is going to be how to build an atom bomb. So I know what you're thinking. Miss Venable, I've never built an atom bomb before. What if I mess up and destroy the entire state of Delaware? Well, the good news is, I've never built an atom bomb either, so we're basically in the same boat. Well, not really, since I once did make that volcano that erupted oatmeal. So already about 7 steps ahead, I figure, but you're only in 6th grade, so your utter stupidity on the subject is excusable. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? And also, it should make you feel better that Delaware's only ranked number 46 out of the 50 states for population. You'd only be melting
817,491
people. Now that's not too bad. I'm sure you could think of
817,491
people. You don't really like that much. Lord knows I can. Jimmy, get those erasers out of your mouth. Note to self.
817,492
So I'm fairly new at teaching this. I went to the public library to try to look up some books on building atom bombs, but I couldn't find a simple list of ingredients geared towards the 11 to 12 year old student. All I wound up with was lame ass. Karen? No, it's not polite to interrupt. No, Karen. Lame ass is not a swear word. It's just another way of saying a donkey that's had its legs cut off. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, yes. All those books were filled with lame donkey. Is that better, Karen? Stories of death, destruction of cultures and people, women, children burning to death, and all that yawn-inducing crap they love to pass off as informational. No, Karen. Crap is not a cuss either. It's just another way of saying poop, or feces, or shit, or fucking lot of shit. And Karen, in the future, please don't use the word cuss in my classroom. So since I've got no book to go by, I figured I'd just break down the bomb into its elements and put in my own ingredients. I mean, it can't be that fucking hard. I mean, they were building those things back in 1945 before they even figured out how to get the wonderful world of Tinkerbell's ass on a color TV. Karen, get your hand down before I kick the back legs out of your chair myself! Alright. Let's go about this the logical way. In order to create a big explosion, we have to combine ingredients that don't mix well together. Can anyone think of any ingredients that don't go well together? Very good example, Dave. Cottage cheese and Oreos. Charlie, how about you? Okay, your dad and whiskey is going to be a tiny bit hard to fit into this mixing bowl, but you've got the right idea. All right, Karina? Toothpaste and Velcro. Great! Jimmy, any ideas? What's that, Jimmy? What's stuck? I can't hear you behind all that gasping. Oh, cans and breathe. Jimmy, please pay more attention to the assignment next time. You can easily blow into an aluminum can without any bad effects. You really need to learn to focus. Jimmy, stop with the antics. I know you're just turning blue for attention. Susan, God still hears the rosary if you say it in your head. He stopped winking at Custodian Lewis. Oh, there's the bell. All right, I guess we'll just have to start up again where we left off tomorrow. Dave, you bring the cottage cheese. Karina, you bring some toothpaste. Charlie, you bring in whiskey. Just three or four bottles will do. And your dad, you know, just in case. All right, I'll see you all tomorrow. Jimmy, enough is enough. Get up or you're going to be late for woodshop. All right, wise guy, suit yourself. I'm turning off the lights. Click.
Thank you again for tuning in to LLA's production of Miss Venable's 6th Grade Class Learns How to Make Atom Bombs.
The ferry to the subway, to the train, to the next train, to Hoboken,
to another train to my parents' car that was still a 30-minute drive from my house. And I was like, oh, I can get a ride in my house. I'll totally take it, even though I don't know the show. So, yeah, I was with her and her dad. And her dad was pretty much your stereotypical redneck, you know, on social media. Had the accent, had the overalls, had the trucker hat before trucker hats were trucker hats. And, you know, I'm not going to judge anyone. He seemed really nice. She was always really cool. And driving home, and suddenly he swerves off the road on the highway and pulls over. And he jumps out of the car, and he's, like, super excited. And he opens up the back door next to me. This is, like, a small little car. And puts a dead owl on the back seat next to me.
That is nasty.
And he says, somebody hit this. I'm going to get it stuffed. This is going to look great in my house.
Was it, like, infested with insects?
I don't know, because I visibly was like, and he's like, oh, don't worry. And he put a jacket over, and he wrapped it in his jacket. So, like, I went the rest, and it's, like, a fairly long car ride. I went the car ride, completely silent, with a dead bird next to me in a jacket. So,
that's gross. But did he intend to wear that jacket again?
I really don't know.
That is nasty.
Maybe he intended to stuff the owl and put it in the jacket. For some reason, I'm imagining the jacket was like an old Michael Jackson jacket brand, but I know it wasn't. But it would be so much fun. You're kind of like a little stuffed owl in your living room with like a Michael Jackson jacket. She was very embarrassed with her dad. And she just kind of, we still would say hi, but we definitely, I never got a ride offered from her at the back home. And I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have taken it if I did.
Yeah, think of how much worse it would be.
I'm
skunk!
Yay! That's true. Skunk.
A deer! You don't mind if it's on your lap a little.
I was gonna say, it could have been like half dead. Could have been like, it'll be done by the car ride. Can I go over the line?
Yes. Look at me. Where are you? I'm not going to open that. Why not? The turtle ran away with my dentures. The turtle ran away with my dentures. Yeah. And this old egg, I couldn't give him a pinch. I pinched him a full month. And then I just got cream cheese. That's how come I can tell the dog's got things. My wooden leg stopped fine. What's it called? Store.
Well, I know a storm's coming because, parking more often.
Yes. Because air pressure changes, so I lose the ability to clench me. Because there's pressure in the clenching.
It's a pressure in the world out there.
It's a lot. I had a wife.
She was ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could tell.
I'm now getting lots of pussy lately, but you had an ugly wife, but she's all good. So.
Yeah, she could sew, and she also had that thing where if you watched her, you knew what the weather was going to be like.
Because if she was, when it was raining,
if she blew away, it was tornado.
I remember my day we had a tornado to beat the horses with.
And then those whips. I used to be a jockey. I was the best jockey who wore green and white that there ever was. I wasn't the best jockey in general, because there was a guy that wore maroon and green that was a lot better than me, but green and white, I was the best!
Oh, well, at least your color is coordinated better, and maroon and green is pretty awful. I think it's just one of them newfangled hip-hop things that they would come out with these days.
Come to think of it, little Joe McGinnin did come out with a hip-hop album around 87.
Joe McGinnin, the
greatest jockey ever!
Of all time.
Ever! It's different. He wasn't the greatest jockey of all time. The greatest jockey of all time was Mac Malooey. He wore purple and plaid. It's a theory. But
or not.
There's a theory that the worse colors you wear, the lighter your load for your pony.
Or the horse just runs faster because it knows that it's jockey class and it can't wait to get it set off his back.
Once I put on a polka dot and turquoise paisley shirt and I weighed 10 pounds less.
I don't know. I understand that arithmetic, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, you can't. You wouldn't understand because you're a snappy dresser. I mean, I've never told you that, but at times I think about the fact you're so snappy.
I got me my fine fedora.
It's a
and
fine.
My seersucker pants.
They're something like Sears would.
Sears does suck. It does.
Even the hardware, they're like, where's Sears? Come and get tires from us.
You know what they don't sell anymore?
Well, jalopies?
Oh, they still sell some shitty cars, but no, what I was going to say was that they don't sell elbow grease. Everybody wants things done just fine. Nobody needs the elbow grease anymore.
Well,
I used to be when I was a kid that, you know, we just used a sponge and some elbow grease to clean the shit. But now we got the comic, we got the bleach, we got the ice. God damn everything, but there's no elbow grease. Things are too easy. They get these days, they just don't know why we stay down.
That's true. My elbows have never been so chapped.
Mine neither.
But luckily, my wife has flown away, so I don't have to worry about my elbows being looked at. Cause I'm past the age of dating. I don't date anymore. She was my one and only. She was ugly, but she was lightweight. She could fly away. So I loved her. Because I'm small and I like things like light. I like
a lot. Can't explain your selection in microwaveable popcorn.
And my selection, speaking of which, where is my energy? Where is
my energy? I love that energy. Yeah. Sure, blow that horn.
That Tony makes me mean popcorn. He's such in my house for. You can never meet Kenny G.
Oh. I reckon he might be braiding his hair once, but that was about it.
Oh, was that in my house?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
We had a little fun party. We got out Care Bears, deep in bags, and some eyeshadow, and I braided Kenny G's hair.
Is that why he waked up with all those fake stickers it's all over his face?
Yes.
Kenny G must think of that. Was that my old man? No, that was true today. Old man is this pretty good guy. I reckon I wasn't as good as sticking a can, which is what we used to say in 1919. Sticking can was great. You got a can,
and you stuck it,
and you got a stick, yeah. You put the stick in the can.
That was your sex education course right there.
What? Sex?
Yeah! What the stick in the can? This was before there were the fancy uterine charts and the tampons and the condoms. This was a kid's shitty stick. It goes in the can like so. Now go get them.
Go get cans?
I just like sticking my stick in other people's cans.
Actually, I'm very confused.
Kenny G is great.
Kenny?
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed the whole set.
I am disturbed. My houseboy has got a can. I mean, that old man's houseboy.
Yeah.
That's what the Kenny G really was, houseboy somewhere. I would just think it would be so funny. Who would I want to be my houseboy?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Maybe Yanni. Ooh, Michael Flaherty. From Lord of the Dance. I'm probably saying his name.
Like, could you imagine him, like, just bringing you something, and of course he would do, like, a fancy dance to get it to you, like, kicking high in the air.
And he'd be like, change his life, oh, my God, and be like, stick it on his foot, and be like, oh, and like,
okay. Okay, now for the next song, again by Mr. Tom Warnick, and again, it's T-O-M-W-A-R-N-I-C-K. You think so?
I can't. I've got this part of my brain
that's all visualizing it in the air.
Like, where's my chalk?
The price of poker keeps going up. My pockets aren't cheap enough to keep up with this losing streak. I have a suit made out of aces. Dollars and cents drop like autumn leaves. My cherry car fell asleep at the red light. Horns honk, but I left it there. I had to keep moving towards you since the end of the world. Everything that needs repair. Now and now and now and now I need you. Now and now and now and now I need you. A chain link fence. I'm down and out, but down under's got me drunk. My grandfather said never get old, but if I told him what I got, we would both be stumped. My closest exit, it may be behind, but still I wanna catch all of your cold. I'm clutching on to every bob, but you're the only thing I wanna hold. Now and now and now and now I need you. Now and now and now and now I need you. The price of poker, it just keeps going up. My pockets will never keep up with this losing streak. I have a suit made out of aces, but dollars and cents fall like autumn leaves. Now and now and now and now I need you. Now and now and now and now I need you. I need you. I need you.
So that was our first musical guest ever.
And thank you to Tom Warnick for, you know, agreeing to be on our show and doing our thing. And, you know, we're really pleased to have him on here.
And I hear he's doing a new album, so I'm hoping as soon as he finishes that, which happens to feature an extremely exciting song based on a play that I wrote called The Little Space, which the basic storyline is it's a long story. But it's a husband and wife in the future. They're on a ship. They're about to commit suicide.
It's a suicide ship.
A suicide ship, because
it's
those
a
are
whole new kind of pleasure.
Those are trendy in the future, because
hopefully by the time those come in fashion, I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, well, that's well, you may not have a choice. Well, the reason suicide ships become in fashion are because they're extremely expensive to ride, and also people keep dying left and right, so it's become very, like, very trendy to be able to plan your own death. So a husband and wife are on there, and basically the wife bought the husband in a frozen cryogenic husband auction. And he was supposed to be this amazingly brilliant writer, and when she thought him out, he was kind of a dud. So they're basically preparing to die.
So marriage sucks in the future, too.
Yeah.
So, folks, just go for yourselves.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Yeah, because suicide jets are going to be expensive.
Yeah, might as well just do that.
Totally.
Or do you think that skydiving is bad?
Oh, I forgot to mention it's comedy.
It sounds very funny. Killing yourself is always high humor.
Hells yeah.
So anyway, so yes, Tom is, you know, thank you again, Tom, for being on our show.
If you want to be featured as the band of the week or the artist of the week, you could just send an email to us. I guess you could just send it to Colleen@fluffinbrooklyn.com. And you can check out your stuff and maybe plug it on the show. So that's our show. That's actually show number 2, though technically, in my mind, it's show number 1, because the first one we actually did was a real show, as opposed to us just talking about my mother for about 30 minutes.
Well, you know, so the other one was like the Hobbit of shows. It's a preamble. Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's wetting your palate.
Yeah. Good friend, Mark.
Our groove was found.
So that was our show.
It was in the sock drawer. My groove.
Oh.
Actually, it was in my tank top / short drawer.
Mine is in my sock drawer. I don't have
a callback.
Mine was in my shelving unit that I have.
My shelving.
So, this is Annie Sanders saying thanks for tuning in, and Nobody likes me because I have a nudity channel.
And this is Colleen Venable saying, lock your doors when you sleep because I know how to pick locks. And I like to spoon.
We're so sorry to see you go, but we hope you'll be back for more of the Fluff Radio Review.
That was Miss Venable's 6th grade class learns how to make atom bombs, as narrated by Miss Holly Venable. Thank you again for tuning in to LLA's production of...
Shit. Keep changing chords, but...
Thanks again for tuning in to...
For tuning in to Magic Unicorns.